Well, Queensland, they've got a team in there. It's not the Broncos. It's this amazing, gutsy effort from the Cowboys. Inspirational. I wonder if Kevy thinks they've got a chance. Hello, mate.
Hello. How are you going, boys? This
Good.
Morning?
Just like the AFL, mate, we'll get ANZ packed out for no Sydney team in there.
Yeah, that's disappointing for you troops down there, I've got to say. But how good is it for Queensland? And, of course, the Melbourne Storm.
Yes.
Well, they're the Queensland Storm,
I know.
Really.
Yeah. Jimmy said that earlier. That's a fact.
Mate, they're the fourth Queensland team.
They certainly are, yeah. Look, great to see the Cowboys get through, I've got to say. I mean, from a Queensland point of view and from their point of view, they really deserve to get through because they just toiled so hard and they gave the Roosters nothing to get through there, and they just won it on the back of some brilliant, just simple finals football footy. It's great stuff.
You give them a hope?
Yeah, I do, against the Storm. I mean, obviously the Storm will be raging favourites, but I can see them causing an upset. They weren't at their best, the Storm, you know, last week against the Broncos. But if they don't improve, the Storm, I could see the Cowboys getting up and having a win. Yeah, for sure.
Oh. Are you telling us the truth there?
Well, I'm trying to, but everyone knows if the Storm play to their ability, they're going to win. They're going to, you know, they've got too many quality players. Matt Scott possibly coming back for the Cowboys. That'll be a big boost for them. But I just think with the Storm, with the way they've set it up with their season, you know, they've been very dynamic throughout the whole, across the whole 26 rounds and not quite so special through the finals, but doing enough to still be there on grand final day. And if they can pull out what we know they can, I think they're going to be extremely hard to beat. But it's finals, you know,
yes.
Grand final. So
funny things happen.
Anything can happen on the day.
Now, Kevy, what would you do, let's say, same personnel, but you get Matt Scott in there. Would you do it?
Yeah, I think you have to if you're a Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah. I think given the way that he... well, I saw him last week training with them. If he's ready to go, you've got to play him. If he's not, we'll obviously leave him on top. They've come so far without him and Jonathan Thurston. So I think it's a real bonus for the Cowboys if he can play. It just gives everyone a little bit of a lift. Unfortunately, someone will miss out.
Yeah.
Will be have to be left out of the 17 that's been doing it for the last 6 or 7 weeks. But that's, again, a decision that Paul Green and his coaching staff will have to come up with. It's a big decision, I've got to say, to put him in the side. Or, you know, if he is fit, I don't think there's any decision about it. He's just got to go in.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere today that Corey Jensen's only been playing 23 minutes a game. You can squeeze 23 minutes out of Matty Scott, and I think you could get, you know, a great contribution to the team as well. I want to ask you about the emergence of Michael Morgan in the back half of the year and certainly through the final series, Kevy. You've worked a lot with him closely in the Origin Arena. Did you get a sense that he could be able to put on these types of performances where he's just controlling the game, but he hasn't lost any of that attacking ability that he always had?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Look, he played left centre for us in Game 3 of Origin and handled it quite beautifully, actually. So it doesn't surprise me. Now, speaking to people that know him better than I do, through his junior career, he played a lot of the halves and was always that go-to person when it came to your football side. And with Jonathan Thurston up there at the Cowboys, he maybe took a back seat somewhat because that's his personality as well. He's not really an aggressive style of person who wants to do everything as such. But when it's handed to him, like it has, and I think he took 2 or 3 weeks to really get his head around what actually had to happen. And when he did, bang, he's away. And I've got to say, I reckon Jonathan Thurston would be a massive help for him in the background. I know Jonathan, throughout the Origin series, he only played the one Origin this year for us, but the other times he was around the players, around our younger folk who were coming into Origin, and on a match day up in the box, Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott, in fact, both up in there with me, it was such a big help. And I've got to say, I reckon he would be Thurston himself. Being the winner that Jonathan is, he's passing on a lot of that information through in a Michael Morgan style of football. So they're not two of the same. He's got a different approach to things, Michael, but certainly having Jonathan in the background, I think, would be a massive help for him come game day.
Yeah, well, they've become good at that. They're in the Cowboys' box. They're picking up all the rubbish in the dressing
Well,
sheds.
Yeah, I mean, the other day, Slatsy, the most expensive cleaner you will ever get is Jonathan.
Oh, exactly right. I remember when.
How much an hour would he be, you reckon?
Oh, crikey. It's like one of those soccer players, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember when Heels got replaced and Gilly came in, and two tests later, we were down in Hobart, that run chase with Langer,
famous,
and he gets 100. And I saw Heels after commentating. He said, yeah. You're missing me. Heels. Yeah. We've just gone to another level, buddy.
See you later, Heels.
So in terms of the Broncos, mate, your assessment on their season or certainly this sort of run to, they were just falling over the line, weren't they, in the end?
They were. They got some injuries sort of that disrupted a major part of their season, I think, without being too soft on them. But... 30-0 against the Storm in a prelim final. Wayne Bennett wouldn't be too happy with that, I would have thought. So they had a strong season, but injuries played their part. Darius Boyd did that game in that last game, didn't help them when he went off. Disrupted season, but I thought they did well to get the fourth, but then disappointing to fall out of the finals the way they did. It wasn't a convincing win by the Storm, but I thought that they wouldn't sort of looked like to me they were always struggling and up against it in that prelim final. So they've got a bit of work to do, the Bronx, that's for sure. And they're losing some of those players as well, which, it's going to be interesting to see how they, fix up next year.
Would you have been playing Ben Hunt at hooker or halfback?
I think, in hindsight, it's easy, but probably halfback. I think Hunt and Milford... two quality players. There's Cody Nikorimas and Benji Marshall, but I think they were best served with there. But they didn't really have anyone else to go at hooker, I suppose, when McCulloch went down. So, it's a tough one for the Broncos. They couldn't quite get their spine right throughout the whole season. And even the other night, on Friday night against the Storm, Darius Boyd gave them some headaches when he didn't finish the game. So, tough one.
The big game, of course, over the weekend was up at Suncorp yesterday. The PNG Hunters took on the Sunshine Coast Falcons. Just an incredible game. And I can only imagine, Kevy, I presume you've been to PNG, but what the people of PNG are feeling right now, they'd be ecstatic.
Oh, they'll be celebrating, that's for sure. I was at the game yesterday, actually, to watch that. And they won it in the dying stages. And there was about 11,000 at Suncorp yesterday, and probably 10,000 of them were Papua New Guinean. So it was a tremendous support for their team, and for them to get the win yesterday will do amazing things for their country. Of course, the Kangaroos were up there on the weekend as well against the PNG Kumuls themselves. So it was a great weekend for sport in PNG. They've had a win there, and they'll be up to the grand final next week now, won't they? Who won that game yesterday in Sydney between Penrith and Wyong, was it?
Penrith.
Did we know? Penrith got it. Okay,
Penrith, so. 20-12.
Look out, Panthers.
Now, Kevy, I wasn't going to finish by asking...
The Hunters are on their way.
Kevy, you've been linked again in an article, and I apologise for asking, but the Titans, anything changed?
Nothing's changed. Okay. Like,
Tell them to stop writing you in there.
Yeah, I know, mate. I do have to find a coach. I believe they've had some interviews, haven't they, the Titans? So,
Have you had an interview, Kev? Have you had an interview?
No, come on, mate.
Have you sat down with your mate Gordy? Have you had a chat with Gordy?
No, I haven't. No, I've spoken with Gordon, but not about the Titans.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, the day we say well done on the Titans gig, we're going to be into you, buddy.
You will be.
We're going to be into you.
If that happens, I'll be very surprised.
He's a good player, that Ash Taylor.
He is a good player. Yeah. Very good player. It'd be nice. Look, it's a good opportunity for someone. I keep saying that at the Titans, but the timing's just not right for me right now. So,
all right, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Well, have
Manly's, you've got your own problems at Manly that you need to fix down there. Coaches, have
don't
a
you?
Go.
Oh, no. Well, it'd be nice to find a CEO.
Okay.
All right, Kevy. Have a great week, mate. We'll talk after we know the premier of the season. Thank you. Kevin Walters, his name is.